to my room. I'm really hoping you do, because I cannot wait to take a journey over your body. You got me thinking that you're probably just so playful. But we can roll a doobie and watch a kinky movie and try to do exactly what they do. Whatever you see fit, tonight just might be the ultimate. Yo, weekend vacation, Ocean City. Girls going wild, getting shitty, showing titties. I don't usually go to clubs, cause I roll with scrubs. And door guys give a shoulder shrugs. We get no love, cause we don't act properly. They won't let us in, cause we're drunk and dressed sloppily. But the beach is a casual place, so we just strolled in the club at a gradual pace. We got a spot in the corner and found a waitress. Hey miss, started ordering rounds and pouring them down our throats, but I got up quick to go dance, cause I really, really like Belle Biv DeVoe. And they were playing My Request Do Me. I flipped out when I laid my eyes on the girl next to me. She looked like a career model, and it's still kinda early, so I'm not wearing my beer goggles. And I was like, hey you, would you like to come back to my room? I'm really hoping you do, because I cannot wait to take a journey over your body. You got me thinking that you probably just so playful. Maybe we can roll a doobie and watch a kinky movie and try to do exactly what they do. Whatever you see fit, tonight just might be the ultimate. Let's go. Dude, she look good, and I'm hoping to find a quote in my mind, some type of opening line, and hopefully I'll think of something clever. But that's really hard to do when you got no game whatsoever. And I said fuck it and approached her very happily, and noticed that she was finished the strawberry daiquiri. And I said, hi, do you think that we could walk to the bar together and I could buy you a drink? She said okay, and I was surprised. She probably gets that type of offer from dozens of guys. I'm loving her eyes and lips and the size of tits and the way your pants fit on her thighs and hips. We sat at the bar cordially and drank and laughed together until last call at 2:45. This girl was off the hook, son. She like walks on the beach, so we wandered off and took one. And I was singing, hey you, would you like to come back to my room? I'm really hoping you do, because I cannot wait to take a journey over your body. You got me thinking that you're probably just so playful. We can roll a doobie and watch a kinky movie and try to do exactly what they do. Whatever you see fit, tonight just might be the ultimate. Yeah. So at this point in the story, I met the girl at the bar, and got to know her. We walked down to the beach, and the water's looking real nice and warm and fresh. So we decided to get in and take a little swim. And that's where the story's at right now. We was alone in the dark snorkeling. She had the rat sticking out the water like a fucking shark's dorsal fin. I never met a girl of this high a caliber. All I could think about was sliding in and out of her. She swam to my position, then we hit the sense. He started kissing gently. I could feel her pressing her tits against me. It felt good till she started straddling, and I had to start dog paddling, straight battling to stay afloat. She said she wanted me to stick it in her. I said I'm horny, but I'm not an Olympic swimmer. We had to swim to the shore to continue the foreplay and get into it more. We caught a wave to the beach and went at the whole night. It was the best sex I ever had in my whole life. I woke up with seaweed in my drawers and shit. That night was the ultimate. I fucked up right at the end. Fuck.